Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Clan win 4-2 against Dundee Stars tonight here at Brayhead Arena. Post-match reaction now from the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, a hard-fought game, but got there in the end.
Yeah, I thought we had a great first period. You know, and any other night we might have been up by a couple or three or four, and Kone made some big saves, and we that was as good as we've played in a long time. And then second, we were flat. We stopped kind of doing what the little things that make us successful, and gave them some life. Obviously, they scored a couple power play goals, and we definitely had to regroup. But like I said, I've said it all year, this is a resilient bunch. Benny comes back with a big goal. We score in committee, and then the power play got us going. You know, hasn't happened all night, but we went 2-for-6. You know, two big goals in the third period to really solidify that win.
Two big goals from two big defensemen as well, Rick Jackman and Scott Arson. Good performances from them also.
Yeah, no, I mean it wasn't a bad performance. It was a great first. It was a very kind of a slow and lolly third or second, and then the third, you know, special teams took over, and I thought we looked hungry, we looked desperate, and we were able to secure the points.
The game tonight, Cardiff and Sheffield, it finished with Sheffield winning tonight, tightens the league up even more. What's your thoughts on that?
That's for everyone else to talk about. We don't really care what's going on around us. You know, I mean, that's for the David Sims of the world to really put a lot of focus on everyone else but their own team. We'll focus on Brayhead, and we'll let everybody else talk about us. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of hockey. And, you know, to sit here and go, oh, what's going on around the league? It's overwhelming. You just got to focus on what you're doing and taking care of what you can control and move on week to week.
Of course, that gives you a bit of a boost going into the game with Nottingham Panthers on Wednesday. Important to go into a game like that and win in form.
Well, I'm actually thinking it's tomorrow's game. I'm actually more focused on Edinburgh than I am on the Wednesday
I'm
game.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, on Monday we'll focus on on Nottingham, but right now we're looking at a Edinburgh and a tough building tomorrow.
That's it. They've lost tonight. You're laughing at me now. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. They've lost tonight. They've had some big upheaval in recent days as well. They're going to want to win tomorrow, aren't they?
They're going to be dangerous. They're going to come hard. They're going to be dangerous, and we're wary of that. We had a great game last time we played in there, and we got to focus on that. But, you know, if we come out and play to our standard and play to our level and do the little things that make us successful, then we should have some success. Like I said, we're still rolling here. We're still enjoying playing, and you know, we're ticking the games down. But 2 points in Edinburgh can make a world of difference, and we got to make sure we're there with the right mentality and the right attitude.
You mentioned the power play goals there. That's been a bone of contention for a large part of this season. Does that give you a boost that maybe now that the power play's starting to come good?
She's ugly, but we got goals in our last two in power play, and it ain't pretty, and it doesn't matter. If we get pucks to the net and you get traffic there, good things will happen, and that's all we're doing, you know. And it's a work in progress, but tonight it bailed us out, you know, and it was slow in the first two, but it got going in the third.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Cheers.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save